This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For a long time, I'm talking decades here, conventional wisdom was that the best way for low and middle-income families to build wealth wasn't the stock market. It was real estate, buying a house, the American dream and all, appreciation over time. But then the last 6 years happened, a housing bust where a whole bunch of low-income Americans lost their homes. So, from the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Tracy Samuelson looks at whether homeownership is still the right path, the right dream, if you will, for lower-income families.
This is a foreclosed home, and it's not going to be pretty.
It's a townhouse outside St. Louis. $45,000 for a couple of bedrooms and a kitchen ceiling that's, well, not much of a kitchen ceiling. Brian Mack doesn't even bother to look upstairs.
Yeah, all that, the ceiling and everything. I don't want to deal with that.
Brian isn't interested in fixing up someone else's mistake because she doesn't want to make one of her own. She's thinking really carefully about what she can afford on her $33,000 salary, and costly repairs could eat up her savings. She spent the last 4 years paying off all her debt, and she's been pre-approved for a $90,000 loan. If it's backed by the Federal Housing Administration, her down payment could be just about 3% of that.
I want to try to make sure that I'm okay, that I'm financially, I can pay for the house, the down payment is, and if I need furniture, I can do that. So I have to be realistic in it.
We want people to go into this eyes wide open.
Chris Kramer runs Beyond Housing, a nonprofit that does neighborhood development. He says caution, like Brianne's, is the silver lining of the housing crisis. His organization is giving her financial counseling and maybe a few $1,000s for a down payment. With the right mortgage, Kramer still thinks owning a home is the best way to help build wealth and pass that wealth on to future generations.
No matter what your income is, you know, home ownership is possible for folks.
Really, no matter what your income
is there some number where you can't, sure. But just to say arbitrarily, if you make less than $26,000, you can't become a homeowner, that may not be true.
But getting the less well-off into a home is harder, more complicated now. Beyond Housing runs home buyer education classes to help people through the process.
But underwriters, that's the gatekeeper. They're looking at more factors, than they used to.
Coretta Johnson already knew that she had to pay down her credit card debt, but she's just learned that routinely overdrawing her bank account, which she does once or twice a month, could look bad on her loan application.
That's hurting me right now because I know I'm a responsible individual and I just want to leave my kids something. I want to have something in my life that I said I accomplished and I did.
And there's a slew of other benefits to home ownership, says Ray Bashar with the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis.
Typically, homeowners have about 35 times the wealth of renters.
They get tax subsidies. They tend to save more. Kids of homeowners are even more likely to go to college.
So the problem is not homeownership. The problem is if you only pursue homeownership.
In 2007, the bottom 30% of homeowners had over half their total assets in their homes. And that's just too risky. So Bashara is still pro-homeownership for low-income families. But now, post-housing crisis, he also thinks that people need to build more in plain old vanilla savings and look for other investments.
Historically, the stock market has outperformed the housing market in terms of an investment. Many people think that it's even wrong to think about a home as an investment, given the risks.
But stocks can be a tough sell. Here's Coretta again.
It's kind of scary, though. I did do the Roth IRA listening to, what's her name? You know, Oprah.
Susie Orman.
That's her. I mean, I'd rather lock my money up in something that's benefiting me.
A house is an investment Coretta can live in. She wants a one-story home where she can grow old. Oh, and enough room for a king-size bed. In St. Louis, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.